Well, hello, everybody. It's me, Rondell. That's Bendel over there. Welcome to Watch What Crappens. Glad to have you here, everybody. Happy Tuesday. Today is Below Deck Mediterranean Day, featuring one of the biggest assholes we've had on this show in a very long time. I mean, it's actually impressive. How'd you feel about it?
Yeah, I mean, a real big asshole. This guy's definitely heading right to the Asshole Hall of Fame, along with that one guy who was on Below Deck Sailing, who came on with, what was her name, Erica Rose or something like that, or Emily Rose.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. This guy is terrible. I mean, we've had some bad guests. This one's already really just awful. So we are going to get into that.
Super fun. I also look really greasy today. I'm not greasy. I've just been really exfoliating, and I don't think I have my layers of skin are gone. So anyone watching this on demand, that's why. Sorry. I'm not a grease ball. I'm trying, guys. So today, Below Deck, if you want this on video, you can get that on Patreon on demand. And Crappens on demand on Patreon. Patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens. That's also where you get bonus episodes. I think this week we're going to do a Real Housewives of Orange County preview, okay? And we've done some Love Islands over there. It's also where you get ad-free listening, a Discord server to talk to each other about all this stuff, and our free weekly newsletter called Read What Crappens, which is where I just go off for 10 pages about all these shows again. So join us for that. And now, oh, also, we're doing House of the Dragon this week. So that podcast is called Winter is Crappening. So go subscribe to that. We'll probably also release it on this one because we're, you know, we're like that. Okay. So
it's also thematically appropriate. There's a thematic bridge to this television show that we are about to recap because, as we all know, King's Landing is filmed in Dubrovnik, which is also where Below Deck Med takes place. And if you watched House of the Dragon, you basically were watching Below Deck because it was like, get the fenders out, get the fenders out. Okay, I need you to call distances, quiet on the radio. We're going through two mountains. So, I mean, they basically were the same show.
And there also are a lot of guys on that show. They're like, I'm rich. I can do whatever I want.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I guess there are some similarities. Yeah. So here we go. Season 11, episode 3. Guestzilla on board. Guestzilla.
Yeah. Yep. Guestzilla. So we went to Dubrovnik on TWA. I'm going to do that at the top of every episode. I swear to God. Every time I see Dubrovnik, I have to sing that lyric. So it's 10:40 p.m., which is 10 minutes after 10:30 p.m. And Nathan and Joe are arguing by the bathroom in a restaurant because Nathan heard the word Gale. And he's mad. He's mad that the word came out of Joe's mouth.
He's mad and he's really trying hard to get Joe just fired because he doesn't want to have to work with Joe. So he's trying to make any case he can to Sandy later. Like, oh my God, he was talking about Gail. So we have to do something. I had to stand up to him. He was talking about Gail. Nathan continues to make an ass out of himself on this show. And it's really funny to watch. I actually really liked Nathan for a long time. I think I liked him until last year. I mean, there was the social media stuff, like the bigoted social media stuff, and then just the general treatment of Gail I didn't love. I think before that, I loved Nathan. I really liked him. So it's kind of a bummer to see him go down so far, but it's also really funny at this point because, man, he is his own worst enemy.
Yeah, I liked Nathan. I really liked him last season until the social media stuff came out. Because honestly, like I know what you're saying. You brought it up a lot about how basically Nathan was also being like a fuckboy. And by the way, I didn't like how he ghosted Gail. I mean, I always felt like he was just massively immature. But like as a character on TV, I enjoyed him. But yeah, now he's just sort of like meh. So he's puffing up his chest about Gail. Don't talk about Gail. I swear to God. The issue you have with Gail, just cut it out. And Joe's like, yo. It's like, because I'm not going to let you sit here and fucking badmouth her. It's like, well, I didn't badmouth her. It's like, yes, it's me, I did. That's the fucking mother of my fucking child. You'd fucking respect me when I'm saying that to you. Because guess what? She deserves all the respect in the world before I ghost her again.
Yeah. And Joe's just doing the smart thing. He's just doing his teeth-touching smile with wide eyes. He's like, I respect it completely. I don't know what you're talking about. I would never do anything to Gail. I love Gail. What's the problem here? He's like, don't do it because my next reaction isn't going to be as fucking nice, man. I swear to God. Oh, you're so scary. I feel like Liz from Rhode Island needs to be here. Like, oh, I'm so scared. I'm so scared.
Scary. He's like, just don't do it. My next reaction isn't going to be fucking nice, man. I swear to God. He's like, but that wasn't my intention. And everyone else in the group is like, what's going on in there? And Jen, of all people, goes, I'm so glad we don't have any beef in the interior. I'm like, Jen, you are the beef. You are the full cow. Yeah, I'm calling Jen. You a cow. I'm just making a beef analogy. But you are the full beef patty. You're two beef patties between a bun and special sauce, okay? She's acting like everything is smooth sailing inside.
She's a monster. And she was on Watch What Happens last night. And Andy's like, okay, what is your least favorite candy in the world? And she's like, what's the girl's name? I haven't gotten to it yet in the notes.
Kaylee.
Kaylee. She's like, Kaylee. Kaylee's the worst candy in the world. She fucking sucks. Wow. Okay. What is the most disgusting booger you've ever picked? Kaylee. She's the most disgusting. I hate her.
Damn. Like, have you not read any comments about yourself this whole season? She doesn't care. And, you know, you have to give it to her for just being so confident and being a villain. You know?
Yeah.
She's like, yeah, I'm hateful. Come for me. I don't care. Did she say what her parents do? Her very successful parents?
I didn't watch it. I just read about it on Reddit.
Oh.
I want to know. What happens with Jen?
Crazy. Yeah, seriously. Andy must hate the Below Deck nights because, you know, people are like, I don't want to tune in to see random, like, stew. So Nathan's pissed off. So she's like, whoa. He's like, I'm going to go. And so, you know, because he has going to go privilege this season because he gets to actually go to a house. So Nathan and Aisha just step away from the table and Nathan's like, this fucking guy, I'm done with him. But what did he say? Oh, me and Gail don't get along. Yada, 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 yada. It's just like, keep your fucking name out of your mouth. Don't try to infiltrate any of everyone's perception of her.
Okay. And she says, oh, I agree with that. But the thing is, it's like he just got the news about his mom. Maybe he's in sort of a weird place. You're just yelling at someone who just found out that their mom has breast cancer. You know what I mean? He's like, fuck that guy. I don't give a fuck.
Okay, well. Okay, great.
Great move. Another great move for Nathan. So then we go back to the dinner table and Luke's asking Joe what that was about. And he's like, he's overreactive, very aggressive. I just let him be.
So Nathan's just hugging Aisha and he's like, I can't stay out or else I'm going to end up fucking hitting him. She's like, okay, we'll take a breath. Don't hit the guy who just found out his mom has cancer. So he's like, I don't know what Joe's problem with Gail is. I mean, could you believe it? He said a sentence and used her name in it. That's crazy. She doesn't belong near any verb or noun or subject.
To disrespect not only a woman, but the mother of my fucking child. Oh, jeez. Can we stop? Can we stop your feminist parade? It's so fake coming from you. Just stop it, okay? And nobody said anything about her or your child. Give me a break.
He just stated where he stands with her. He was actually setting it up to say, yeah, he was giving broader context of why it was meaningful, how Nathan came and supported him earlier in the day. That's really what Joe was doing. And please don't make me defend Joe.
I know, it's disgusting. Like, we're having to sit here and defend Joe, for Christ's sake. Nathan, what are you doing to us?
I know.
So Luke, meanwhile, is talking to Joy or flirting with Joy. And he's like, listen, I'm not for sale, okay? She's like, I know I can have your money for free, so it is okay.
He's like, no, you can't. That's what you think. So then Kat is talking with Cooper. Kat is the third stew. And she is giggling. Or I guess she's the fourth stew. She's the bottom of the barrel stew. Basically, she's the one who doesn't know how to actually be a stew, but she has the best attitude. So,
she's my favorite.
She's sweet.
I don't know who out there has seen Schmigadoon, but she is definitely a character from Schmigadoon. She's like, hey, we going to the meeting. There's a big party today. We're all going to have a. She's very like musical theater in the 50s.
Yes.
I love her. I love every time she's on.
So she's talking with Cooper, and Joe is flirting with Kaylee, and Luke and Joy are flirting, and Jen is in the corner gritting her teeth, be like, I'm sexy. So then Joy is like, you look like your mama. You don't have your brother or sister. And then Jen's like, wait, are you an only child? Want to flirt with me? I'm an only child also, and I'm going to be more successful than my parents.
He's like, wow, you're an only child too? Do you like to share things? And she goes, I don't like to share my man. Absolutely the fuck not.
Can we please go out and dance? Please, like, don't know, like, oh god, don't know why I made that noise, because I guess she was like, or make some weird noise. So they're like, okay, let's go dance. And then Joe's like, you cause trouble. Can't stand. I can't stand that opening line of a flirtation section. romance, like, you're gonna be in trouble.
It's also a very Joe line, like, oh, you're going to be trouble, aren't ya? She's like, you're going to be trouble.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
So she says, the reason I got this tattoo that says liability is because every time I went to like a new country and met new people, they'd be like, you're a bit of a liability, aren't you? And I thought people were pranking me at a certain point. And then I realized it's just me. I'm the problem. It's me. I'm only a liability on the nights out. I hope.
Oh my God. I am so embarrassed for her. I mean,
liability.
Someone has finally trumped Tamara's son Ryan for getting nugget in his lip. Because now she has liability, a tattoo of liability in her inside of her lip. First of all, I'm like, that's a, like, I get that you're maybe trying to own a joke, but like, I you don't have to do that. B, do you want insurance? Because this is going to be an issue. Those actuaries are not known for their humor. Okay. They're going to be like, well, she literally has liability branded on her. I don't think we can give her this policy.
An actuary. I like that you're thinking about the actuarial effects. I have to say, it's a very long word for a tattoo on the inside of your lip. It's very long. I mean, tattoo like bye, you know, or I don't know, something shorter. It just it doesn't even have to make sense. Just is, you know, or I. Something short or a heart. Just put a heart if you got to do
it. I resent people who tattoo things on the inside of their lip, because I feel like if you tattoo a word or an image or anything on the inside of your lip, that means that you live in canker sore privilege. That means that you rarely, if ever, get canker sores, because if you get canker sores a decent amount like I do, then you know how much that shit hurts, and you would never voluntarily add extra canker sore like pain to your mouth, right?
Yeah. I mean, I guess. Why would you do that? I mean, I don't get canker sores, but I do eat tortilla chips sometimes and they rip my mouth a lot. So I get that kind of pain. I wouldn't do that on purpose, except that I do. But I mean, you get a tortilla chip. What do you get putting, you know, at least I get something from it. What do you get from putting liability?
You just get an embarrassing tattoo that, yes, you could hide it from people the rest of your life. But like, you're going to have to explain that every time you go to the dentist, anytime you make out with someone in a weird way, I suppose. And just like the rest of your life, like, I'm just like mortified for her that she got this tattoo. And I'm also like sad for her, because it does come from a place of like very low self-esteem, right? Like, where people have like basically shot on her so much that she's like thinking, oh, I'm going to own it and make it a part of me. And now it's a joke. And now I've defended myself against this. And I'm like, that just sucks.
I mean, I don't know about the low self-esteem. I don't understand why everywhere she goes, people call her a liability. I mean, this is the Tracy Flick character who wants to do everything right and be perfect. So who's calling you a liability, and why are they saying that in so many countries? I don't understand.
Last time I checked, the first time Sandy ever crashed into a dock was when this girl was on board. So, I mean, you know.
Well, that's true.
Something to consider.
I mean, if it was Captain Jason, who was like, I got a tattoo on the inside of my lip, liability. Okay, I would get that. But what has this girl done? You know?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't get it. But we're talking about it, which is, I guess, what you want when you're like, look, I have a tattoo that says liability on my inner lip. So now she's suddenly, I guess she's basically telling us, like, after dark, I'm naughty kitten. Watch out. So she's like, I promise I'm not that bad. Don't lie. This reaction is making it worse. Come on. He's like, no, it's fantastic. It is fantastic.
So Nathan's alone in a van going off to his home. And he's talking to himself. He's like, don't fucking talk about her on the fucking table like a coward. Okay, you know what? Settle down. Just put on some easy listening and make your way to your little box house.
He's fucked up so much that he just wants to make himself look like a hero. He wants to go home and be like, Gail, he came for you and I stood for you, Gail.
He's also like one of those annoying dads who's like, hey, Nathan, thinking about going to the bar to maybe watch the game. You want to come? He's like, no, bro, you're fucking kidding me. I'm a dad now. What's fucking wrong with you? Like, he's one of those people that like throws the dad thing in your face and then actually gets mad at you. You know, I get that vibe from him very distinctly.
I'm a dad. You wouldn't understand it as a non-dad.
What the fuck is wrong with you? Why would you ask me to do that? You know what I have on my plate. I'm a dad now. Fucking grow up. Like, what? I just want to know if you wanted to come to the game.
So they go out. They go out. Sorry, say it again. You have a lot of dad trauma from your friends. Yeah.
No, it's just we all go.
I think gay dads.
I think just in general, like gays, I think are less likely to have kids. And so we encounter this sort of behavior with people a lot more over the years. You know,
where our friends have kids. And then they're like, see ya. Sorry. But I have kids now. So then we go to some castle looking thing where everybody goes to club and it's the, you know, it's the below deck. Like, this is a show about boating, but also who's going to bang. So we get this, everybody flirting with each other and trying each other out. And we, juxtapose that with Nathan and Gail just sitting with their baby. And, she's doing that thing where she's like, say hi to daddy, you know, like not really talking to him, but kind of telling the baby to talk to him.
What a stupid bitch.
That's my least favorite thing, though. When people are like, when you haven't seen someone a long time and they're like, look who's here. Say hi to Ronnie. How was Ronnie?
I know.
Today is Ronnie hungry. Oh my God. Give me a fucking drink. Okay. Ronnie needs a drink.
Say hello. Yes.
tell your parent that Rondell needs a drink. Okay, baby.
This is the first time I've been away from Gail and my son since he's been born. And it's tough because in the back of your mind, you want to text and you want to call all the time. But I have to try to focus solely on work. To be able to spend one night with him, it just recenters me and it humbles me. Okay. Gail's like, you look like you're about...
What's going on? You look like you're about to vomit out something and you're trying to hold it with all your power.
He's like, yeah, I'm pissed off. We're at dinner and I hear Joe say, oh, me and Gail have our problems. She's like,
he said that?
He's like, yeah, I'm not going to stand for it. And I thought she was going to say, listen, like, it's okay. He's allowed to mention my name. But she's like,
oh, I'm sorry that you're in that position. He's never been able to articulate what his problems are with me.
Yeah. And she's like, he disrespected me. He disrespected literally every girl in his week. He has no moral grounds. It was just a bit of a shock when I found out he was here again. I mean, us too. But Nathan's still going too far. And so she's saying, you know, I don't want Nathan to be stuck having this bad season because of bad blood between me and Joe. And it makes me nervous that he has to be on a boat with him for 6 weeks.
I'm just questioning if being here is the right decision. Nathan is the father of my child, and I want to protect my family.
Not really. See, I don't see the family's under threat, but that's okay.
You're working with someone you're working with someone I don't like. Oh my God, family's in danger.
Yeah.
You guys are giving Joe too much credit, okay? He's just some douchebag at work.
Yeah, he just wants to get it in. So back to Club Revelin, where they're all reveling around. Cooper and Kat are flirting, and Cooper's like, you're grabbing my titties. And then Joe's dancing with Kaylee, and he's like, not only do I find you sexually attractive, that's the obvious. I generally find you so fucking funny. So he's already like, laying down the lines that we've seen a million times.
Yes. It's not your looks, really. It's your heart. It's your hilarious, hilarious heart. You can spell such big words on your lip. And he's like, this night has been so mentally challenging. So he's like, yeah, I got the worst night of my life, or the worst news of my entire life, and Nathan on my back. I just need a release and distract myself from what's going on. And Kaylee, that's a pretty good distraction.
So then Aisha checks in on Nathan via text, just be like, let me know if you're okay. You know, she's being very nice. And then Luke is flirting with Joy, and she's like, it's too much for me. You know this. He's like, do this, like, Jen, like, too much, but I'm really happy that you've come to see me, eh? And he's like, I just want some steak. Did you bring any steak to the club by any chance?
And Joe's not loving this, that he's flirting with everybody, you know, or he's flirting with Jen and her at the same time. And she's like, it's too much for me. So Nathan's texting back that Gail is stressing, and he's just trying to reassure her that everything will work out. Yeah, but you're the one stressing her out.
Yeah, you came home and acted like Joe was going to destroy the family, and now she's stressed out. Like, it's like, you're the one who did this.
Yeah, she doesn't need to be bothered with your petty drama, dude. Jeez. So then Cooper is saying, you know, Jen and Sheffy are both interested in you. And he's like, well, it's a difficult dilemma because Jen's hot and full of lust, and Sheffy's, you know, I could go home with Sheffy. I could take her home. So it's typical fuckboy dilemma. Here we go.
I was about to say, a dilemma that no one in the audience really cares about. It's like, wow, what will this very hot guy do? Will he go with one hot girl or a different hot girl? Oh, God, life is tough. So Aisha's checking on Joe, and Joe's like, Aisha, me and Nathan are never going to be in the same. You know that, don't you? She's like, don't worry about it. He's like, I'm not worrying. I know how he's like. I know how to manage it. She's like, well, you're both very stubborn, and I'll always listen to each side, and we're a team. And I love you. And by I love you, I just want to tolerate you till I'm done with yet another wretched season.
Yeah, so she's saying, you know, this sucks because they hate each other. But, you know, they've got to keep it together for the sake of the boat, you guys. So then we go back to the boat. There's a girl's van and a boy's van. And Aisha's asking Joy for a debrief. And, she's asking the girls for a debrief. And Jen's like, obviously, Luke is my number one interest. And Joy's like, oh, I can deal.
And the guys are just playing around, just like, you know, horse playing, etc. And Kat announces, guys, I want a house full of cats. So everyone gets back on the boat. Just a little insight into her life.
Why are we talking about men? I want cats. Give me the cats. So then we go back to Akira One. And Joy and Luke are in the galley, and he's like, hey, can we go chill in your cabin? She's like, no, we are not going to chill in my cabin, okay? Sorry, my friend. She gets like a little pasta and walks off. He's like, no worries. Ooh, you know, that's great, but now he's going to bang Jen. I mean, we've seen these shows a million times. He's going to take the easiest route, and good for you for not being it, you know?
Yeah, well, I mean... And he can go bang Jen, and then he will no longer have free steak in the kitchen. So, you know, every action has a reaction. Aisha is doing her traditional thing of eating noodles or something from a bowl in her bed. And then Kaylee is going to hang out with Joe. And Aisha's like, well, my advice to you would be, if you ever think it's more than a fling, it's not. So be careful. And she's like, well, not a single part of me wants to be in a relationship. I'm like, you 100% will want to be in a relationship. And we've been down this path so many times with Joe and other fuckboys of the Below Deck universe. Please, please spare us this very annoying storyline that's about to unfold.
But I'm really hoping it's true. I'm like, I'm rooting for you, Kat. Come on, I'm rooting for you to be, or Kaylee. I'm really rooting for you to be telling the truth. And well, she's like,
remember, oh, by no. the way, there. Remember that there was that season of Below Deck Sailing, I think it was the final one, where there was a girl who truly didn't want anything deep from Gary, and he like couldn't handle it, that he couldn't kind of get that kind of fawning he that he normally gets. He was like, see, but you don't want to have a relationship with me. And she was like, no.
I feel so used.
So Kaylee's like, I'm not for anything serious. I'm on my travel bag and I'm on my travel bug, my single girl era. What the fuck is wrong with me? And I'm enjoying being independent, slowly figuring out who I am. You know, I have a tattoo on the inside of my lip with a really big word. So let's just have some fun together.
Figuring out who you are. I thought you already knew who you were. Loyalty. So Joe and Kaylee are on the sun deck and he's like, just lie down for a bit. It's freezing. And then Cooper is, he's got like a little mask on, you know, downstairs. And so Kat's like, why do you have a fat face mask on? Do you know how tempting that would be if you had a bunch of cats around here? They'd just be nibbling at it. She's like, well, why not? She's like, well, I want to sit somewhere, but I like don't know where to sit. So can I sit by you and your crazy masked face right now? Oh my God. Thanks.
I'm trying to hold back my smile because I want to get the full effect of the mask, okay?
And then we go to the sun deck with Joe and Kaylee flirting. And he's like, oh, I like this, but we've got to make it work throughout the whole season. She's like, yeah, I don't want anything serious. Do you want anything serious? And he goes, oh, God, thank you. Thank you, God. Thank you so much.
So Kat and Cooper taking selfies and everything and saying how they're cute. And Kat announces that she definitely likes Cooper because he makes her giggle like a little girl again. She's like, I'm just like, I don't know. I'm just like grinning, just like a little girl. I'm like, you're like 2 years old. I mean, like you're it's just funny to me when people who are like 21 are like, I just feel so young again.
They're a cute couple, though, because they're both goofballs, I think.
Yeah,
he's like them. And she's like, yeah, you got a face mask on? Oh my God. So I think they're going to do really well together.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah. So
really rooting for those kids.
Rooting and tooting. I want to kiss you so fucking bad, but I haven't said it. I'm like, you literally just said it. He's like, so then they make out. She's like, me too. And so they, he's like, let's go to bed. And she's like, nothing serious, right? Liability. He's like, no, nothing serious. No seriousness.
Yeah. Meanwhile, Cooper's going to bed and he shares with Joe. And he's like,
Joe is up to something.
We get to Joe and Kaylee going into their separate cabins, which, you know, we're surprised by because I thought they just said nothing serious, let's bang. But, you know.
Yeah, I thought they were going to go bang.
Yeah. So next morning, 7 a.m., 6 hours before charter. Super weird because this is the second time stamp we've had on this show that's like a normal time. Like it's not 7:01, you know? And it has me worried for the show.
Yeah. It's disconcerting that things were happening on the top of the hour and exactly at the top of the hour. It doesn't feel right or normal.
You know? I feel like I'm being lied to. So Jen is talking to Kat and Kat's like, oh, I feel like I slept. I feel like I only slept 10 minutes. She's like, what happened? And then we cut to Joy in the galley and she's talking to herself and she's like, let us do something with this little Muppet. Talking to a chicken, I think.
Yeah. A lot of details in this episode. So then Sandy is on the bridge. It's a lot of things that go nowhere. Sandy's on the bridge and she's just like, hey, she's touching her instruments. She goes, what's happening there? We don't know. And we don't know what she's doing, but maybe she's trying to get that seat to work again.
Oh,
recline function, activate. Whoa. Okay, I'm upside down.
Oh gosh. Haven't here it goes. Touch buttons. So Ace just checking in with Kaylee. She's like, what went on? Well, I was just making out with him last night. That's hilarious. And she's like, night one, you go, girl. And Aisha is talking to, I keep forgetting this girl's name, Kaylee, and I keep seeing her over and over. It's too much. Kaylee Cat, Cat, Kaylee, Kaylee Cat, Kaylee Cat. Kaylee Cat. Hello, my little Kaylee Cat. So she's saying, I don't want it to be anything more. I'm the girl version of him. She's like, oh, well, I've heard that before too. So just don't get hurt, okay? I've been on this show. Yeah. I've seen this show. Been there, done that. Please just stick to your word. I can't take it.
There's nothing that makes me think that Kaylee is the girl version of Joe. There's like just absolutely nothing that she's presented so far that makes me think that she will just treat this relationship in a cold, clinical way, purely for physical satisfaction. And so the fact that she's sitting here and trying to present herself like that, to me, is hilarious.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
I'm going to go out on a limb and believe. I'm going to believe. Okay? I'm going to believe in you, Kaylee. Don't let me down. So now
I'm
going to
believe that you'll get emotionally attached. Oh, not emotionally attached. No, I don't see it.
No, I'm gonna believe it. I believe it. Okay, so now we go to the mess, and Luke is hugging Jen, and they're asking where Nathan is. But of course, he's got a baby. He doesn't have to be here. But they are picking up charters today, and so it's time to clean everybody. And Sandy checks in with Joy, takes a little bite. She's like, that is very good. Do you know what those buttons do upstairs? Have you seen them? Come up and help me. I'm afraid to touch them.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, last time I touched them, I was upside down for 3 hours.
It's funny that they call them instruments, because last time I checked, I didn't hear a symphony playing. Sorry, we just called it. That's called wheelhouse humor.
So now Nathan comes back to the boat and he sees Joe, and Nathan's like, let me get changed quickly and we'll have a chat. I was like, oh God, not another one. Please don't tell somebody off again for no reason. But he doesn't. He actually shocks me. And he meets up with Joe and he's like, you know, this can't continue the way it is. And about last night, I don't appreciate Gail's name being brought up. And he's like, well, it won't happen again. Oh, thanks. But I'm not going to let our issue affect our team. It's on a personal note. And I'm sorry, honestly. I promise I won't react like that again. Let's just be civil. Okay.
Yeah, it's just a roller coaster of emotions yesterday because, like, you know, don't want to actually say it, but you can see by my ellipses, I'm saying, my mom was diagnosed with cancer and you were being a real dick to me. But anyway, thanks for coming to talk to me.
Yeah, and he's like, you've actually been super on deck, man. I'm actually really happy with your work. And the system in place is listen to the bosun, so no stepping on toes. And let's have a good fucking season. Sorry, you already ruined that. He is going to be coming for... He was already going to be coming for you every 2 seconds, but he's going to be coming for you.
You'll be undermining like crazy. He's like, I'm actually surprised at how this conversation went. Like, if we can stay like this and stop seeing red all the time, that's hopeful. So Nathan's like, yeah, that's two stubborn Irish and the Liverpudlian. He's like, yeah. So now Kaylee's checking in on Luke to see how the deck is going. And he says it's good. And she's like, oh, that's so good. You know, Aisha has such a good energy. The girls are just like, they're so honored as well because, like, I'm not that experienced. Isn't that, like, wild how inexperienced I am? She's just trying to, like, this is, like, some faux humble shit that she's doing right now, knowing that she's, like, quietly climbing the ladder, you know, behind the scenes.
It's like someone coming and playing a brilliant piano piece and then being like, oh, my God, I barely practice. It's crazy. And he's like, really? It's like, yeah, I mean, I was soul stew. So you do learn a lot, obviously. You know, on paper, it doesn't look like I've done much yachting. This is the first time I've worked on a boat this big. But I've done hospitality since I was literally 17. So maybe I am better than I thought I was.
You know what else is on paper? A note from Jen's parents saying, we like you better. I can't believe that. That's so nice of them to say that to me.
So Sandy is telling Nathan her number one thing. You know, we all know Sandy's thing. Get the water toys out. That's what I want to see. Okay. We pull up somewhere. Water toys. Get them out there. Okay. Don't make me reverse hug you.
What's a reverse hug?
You don't want to find out.
Just put out all the toys so that way they can be used for 10 minutes. Okay. Go. And then Jen and Kat are inside the guest cabins, and Kat is like, is this the way you actually tuck in sheets or whatever? She's like hanging a sheet from a picture frame. Jen's like, no, ugh, tuck and then fold. Ugh, idiot. I mean, I've been doing this shit since I was like 19. I became a chief stew like when I was like 20 years old. And the fact that I can even say I've been a chief stew already is like absolutely insane. Pause for applause and admiration. Yeah, I really have that eye for detail that other girls don't seem to have. So I definitely feel like I should be a shoo-in for second stew.
Dun, dun, dun.
Girls, dreams. Can you please meet me in the dining room for a preference sheet meeting?
So we have our separate pref sheet meetings where Sandy's with the deck crew and H's with the other crew. And so now the client, guys, I've had him twice, okay? It's Johnny Damon and his wife, Michelle. Here they come, guys. Jones, like, he's a very famous baseball player. Pretty famous. Probably knows my hospital corners. Just saying. Pretty famous, too. Ask famous people. They know how to sleep in a bed.
So, yeah, by the way, I think every single Johnny Damon charter has been a disaster, if I remember correctly. Aisha's like,
oh yeah, they're a good time. Good time if you like drunk people who be off the side of a boat.
So, Johnny and Michelle Damon are at the helm of this lively and glamorous charter. They're eager to play with the water toys. Ooh, are the water toys out yet? Get the water toys out. You know, when Johnny Damon, I wish I was there when he was born so I could say, Johnny Damon, come out. Come out towards the water toys. We're waiting for you. Come on, little baby on a jet ski. He deserved that. We're going to show him better.
Yeah, we're going to show him the real way to be on a yacht.
Okay, well, they're joined by their friend, Janessa. Just let you think about that. That's, her name is Vanessa, but with a J. It's like someone cut off a part of the V and then rounded off the bottom of it. If you think about it, okay, I'm losing the audience. And also their globe-trotting boyfriend, Mark.
And also a terrifying man named Joseph and his girlfriend, Addie.
Addie, more like Subtracty. You'll see why in a moment.
He actually doesn't really know her name, but he found her from an Addie. So, here you go.
Well, plus Michelle's best friend, Shayla.
All these names. Shayla, Addie, Janessa. I can't. Oh, and also her entrepreneur son, Hunter. Named after the TV show, of course. So Kat's like, oh. Well, God, I mean, who isn't a Fred Dreyer fan, right? Kat's like, well, for their first dinner on board, they want an extravagant banquet reminiscent of ancient Rome. Okay. And Aisha says that they want Captain to join them for dinner. And then there's going to be a buffet. And then the next day, they want to do a dine in the dark experience, which should be that. I mean, they don't have to worry about presentation, right, for the food.
Yeah, they want it to be pitch black in there. And Joy's like, eating in the dark is like swinger movement. So weird. And after dinner, the crew will transform part of the yacht into a thrilling escape room style challenge. Oh, for Christ's sake. These people are asking too much.
Escape room challenge? What the hell? Oh, God. This is producer interference. I don't like it.
And of course, Jen's like, I actually did this on a previous boat. So I already know how to do this. I've been doing escape rooms since I was like 12.
Yeah, it was basically like I would just walk out of my bedroom and I'd be like, I escaped. I'm going to be a purser. Suck it, mom and dad.
Well, I'm excited to go back and research this. I'll do that. It's like, I've already done it. I've already done escape room. So, I mean, I'm pretty sure I should be in charge of the escape room, right? Okay.
Yeah, I'm like a big escape room queen. So then they've got one hour till the crew arrives and Joy's making a chickpea tortilla elsewhere. And then, Nathan and Cooper are talking and Nathan's like, when it comes down to it, docking is two lines. It's just talking about docking. And yeah, Cooper's and like, Nathan's we'll make it
easy. Like, yeah, you're so good. You really direct stuff good. You make me excited to learn. You're a good dad. You're going to be good, real good dad.
It's like, oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
So Kent then we go.
Want deck daddy.
Yeah. Can't just want my deck daddy. All right. Let's have all the ladies together. I just wanted to say to you guys, thank you so much for Charter One. I am blown away by all of your work. And today, I am going to award Second Stew to the person who has been doing this so hard for so long. And I guarantee this woman is already better than both of her parents combined. And her name is Kaylee.
Jen's like, oh, what?
And Kaylee, this year we're doing something a little bit different. We're going to give you a complimentary purse for your efforts, so you're something of a purser if you think about it.
Kylie also carries the best purse, so we're going to all call her Purser. It's so cute when Kylie smiles because she sort of put her lips together like that, so we're going to call her the Purser. Kylie, you're so great.
Oh, hold on, I'm getting a phone call. Kaylee, it's your not parents, but it's Jen's parents saying, okay, what do they have to say?
Kaylee, we are so proud of you. We never met you, but Aisha sent us a picture of you pursing your lips while holding a purse, and you really are the best purser we've met. In fact, we've actually decided both to just give up our jobs because we want you to be the breadwinners for us. Thank you.
Thank you for calling. So I just want to make it clear, Kaylee, you are so talented. You were the you were the second stew of a gen. All right. You were the best of a gen. Right.
So Kaylee's like, oh my god. I'm not sure if I'm even right the right choice for this. Jen already hates me. I'm like shitting myself. I'm liability.
Jen's like, what the fuck, dude?
Jen's all upset.
Well, something I've learned in my charter is you can't always look to the resume to decide things. Jen might have more experience on paper, but Kaylee has the drive and determination to make Jen have a nervous breakdown on the boat. And I'm really here to get ratings. So this is going to be good.
Yeah, because I realized if someone else poops in the shower, it'll be more fun if Jen is the one who has to clean it up than Kaylee.
Here's hoping for a waffle stomp.
Well, let me fold this. I need something to do with my hands or else I'm going to just be like, Jen goes into rage folding. So Kat is like, here, I can help with stuff. No, the folding process has begun. Get away from me. So she does not want to be touched or talked to, and she's really, really, really mad.
Yeah, so Kat congratulates her, and Kaylee's like, oh, thank you. I was just going to grab my bed, but you know what? I'll do it when it's less crowded, I guess.
Because she can see that Jen wants to kill her. And Jen's just kind of mumbling in fury to Kat. She's like, unfortunately, in this industry, being a fucking suck-up helps, and I'm not very good at that because I'd rather work speak for itself.
Well, then you're never going to get anywhere because you're miserable. No one is going to hire you. No one is going to get you. You're not going to get anywhere being this miserable.
You're not going to get anywhere. And don't act like if you were chief stew, you wouldn't love the stews that are sucking up to you. You know that Jen is probably just laps up anyone who sucks up to her. So she's all of a sudden being like, the fact that anyone have to suck up to get ahead is just beneath me. It's just an indignation. Shut up.
Yeah.
So Jen is like, I mean, you're my favorite, by the way. You're my favorite, but shut up. Kat is like, well, just keep a good attitude. You never know what will happen. It's like, well, why are you trying to tuck that sheet into a lamp? Get out of my face. So,
and Kat tells us, I think Kaylee's actually very capable of being second stew, so I don't really agree with Jen's opinions, but yikes. I mean, me and Jen share a room, and she's really great and everything, but like with Jen, there's like a lack of respect, and I mean, she's got a lot of learning to do. Also, she's terrifying. Help. Please help.
Well, you know what? Captain Sandy knew my fucking name before her, so that's all that. Well, to be fair, Jen, I didn't really know your name. I always just assume every new stew is called Jen. And then I go from there.
Just call them all Jen, you know. So then we go to the galley, Luke and Joy. And he's like, salute. She's like, salute. You want some? Oh, look at this. It is melon. Sweet like you. And she gives him some food. And he's like, oh, yeah. Thank you, love. Oh, this guy. He's going to get in a lot of trouble. He's playing both sides of the fence. Okay. One side of the fence, there's a knife.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Actually, probably both sides of the fence has a knife, let's be honest. Because the other side is
just true. He really is going for like the two scariest women on the boat. Like the ones who I think will definitely inflict bodily harm on him. And as they should, by the way. It's the scariness that I support.
Well, and the thing is, Joy isn't scary at all yet. We're just all waiting because it's a French chef. So we're like, when is it coming? Everybody is waiting. But of course, the last French chef wasn't scary either. That was that sweet little Anthony guy.
But Joy smiles a lot in a way that feels like she's going to turn in a way that's going to be magnificent.
I hope so.
And the way she like sort of glosses over details about her ex, like, well, he did something I did not like. So I left. I'm like, he's dead somewhere, right? He's been chopped up in the bottom of, you know, the Mediterranean somewhere.
I left him dead in the desert.
Hey everyone, this is the end of part one of this recap. For part two, keep an eye on your podcast feed. It is coming up in just a moment. Thanks so much for listening. Catch you on the second half.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
She answered the call. It's Adia Paul.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Our way is the Amber way.
It's the Foster and the Furious. It's Amanda Foster.
It's Always Automatic with Ashley Otto.
Put your hands together for Carly Clapp.
Get on the right foot with Chrissy Offutt.
She's not just a Sheila. She's a Daniela. Etchels.
We never miss her call. It's Diane Call.
Sunday in the Park with Dylan Clark.
Big yay, it's Emily Gauthier.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
You'll never hide from Heidi Eleanor Jones.
It's no BS, we love Hugo E.S.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's our favorite streamer, Caroline Peacock.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Que sera, sera, whatever will be, will Lauren Silsby.
She gets an A from us, it's Lindsay D.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
Fresh as a daisy, it's Maisie McHenry.
Come again? We're obsessed with Margaret O'Halloran.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
Gather round for the lore of Michelle Moore.
This is Living with Michelle Vivian.
I love a ya, Olivia Williamson.
She sure is swell. It's Raquel.
Yes, we canna. It's Savannah.
Cast a spell with Shannon Spellman.
Let's share with Sharon Eldridge.
Darn Skippy, it's Tippy.
And our super premium sponsors.
She's VVIP, it's Amanda V.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Put us on a stretcher, it's Charlotte Fletcher. Hogle your horses, it's Christine Hogle.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper.
Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Who, what, why, where, and Gwen Pentland.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall. We got our wish, it's Jen Plish.
Have a kebab with K. Rob.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
Let's get savage with Laura Wildman.
In the study with a candlestick, it's Leslie Peacock.
We're ride or die for Lisa Ryder Barron.
She's a whiz, it's Liz Sarthy.
Always killing it, it's Lola Alkalani.
Roger that, it's Marlis Rogers.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
She eases our woes, it's Melissa St. Rose.
She's the lady of the house, it's Rachel Sharouse.
There's a chance of meatballs, it's Rebecca Cloud.
She's our princess, it's Rebecca Prince.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
We cannot tell a lie, it's Sarah Telefson.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Please don't stop, it's Soli and Pop.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
Strike a pose, it's Tori Rose.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Couture. We love you guys.